Watch. Today, a Media Watch special report, Hate in the Media. You're now special investigative correspondent to veteran broadcast journalist Walter Cronkite.
Off. Yes, there, right there, was a primary example of the issue we're examining in detail on today's Media Watch special, a matter of malignancy in the media.
Yeah.
And we looked to one of the major practitioners of what we now describe as hate radio as our case study, a pioneer in the field, the legendary guru of enmity and execration, Don Imus, whose nationally syndicated radio program, Imus in the Morning, is one of our nation's leading marketplaces of malicious thought. A troubling question. Why are we attracted to hatred? What is it about animus and antagonism that appeals to us so? The answer, in the narrow view of this old, disapproving disseminator of disdain, is quite simple. And it is one on which broadcaster Imus, the I-Man as we know him, has constructed an entire career. Our true nature as human beings, despite every sermon, speech, and exhortation to the contrary, is to hate our fellow man and to revel in our neighbor's agony when misfortune befalls him or her. And so, rather than be repulsed by the I-Man, we flock to his hostility like flies following the scent of shit. The more blinding the malevolence, the better we like it. And so the beginning of the new century on the Imus in the Morning program has been especially rewarding, as Imus, straining to be otherwise, succumbed to the pressure of his aversion to any number of individuals and set his loathing free. Despite his goal to try to only speak of persons he admires, the weight of the figures whom he reviles overwhelmed him. Mere days into the new millennium, the dam broke when the I-Man learned that Brent Musburger, recorded history's single most detestable human being, would do ABC's Sugar Bowl play-by-play. Quickly, Imus's New Year amiability disintegrated into a black hole of the brand of hate that only this media giant seems able to summon up. Grinding hate, screaming, sobbing, single-minded, eyeball-bleeding hate. The kind of hate that causes one to want to see the objects of one's hate being shaken like Raggedy Ann dolls in the 1,200-pound per square inch jaws of a rabies-ravaged Rottweiler. The kind of hate that makes one want to see one's quarry blindsided by a runaway Amtrak freight, with head flying off in one direction, arms, legs, and torso flying off in another, as though somebody had detonated a blasting cap in the butt of a G.I. Joe. And why not? For who were the targets of the I-Man's venom? Elizabeth Liddy Dole, on the occasion of her endorsement of George W. Bush. Could there be a more abhorrent fusion of fatheads? Well, actually, yes, there could. May I submit Hillary Clinton and Robert Torricelli, the latter, who says he'll spare nothing to ensure that the former reaches the United States Senate. What about then, Mr. Torricelli, just putting out a cheat gate in the Senate chamber, along with the deed to a crooked land deal as bait? And to both Bill Bradley and John McCain, enough with the overwrought, humiliating, saccharine, sappy platitudes of inclusion. He hates you, you hate him, and Imus, truth be known, hates you both. As do I. Yes, hate. America's feel-good emotion for the millennium. Here's hoping when you arrive home this evening, there's a Charlie Brown cartoon with a steak knife through it protruding from your sofa. For Media Watch, this is Walter Cronkite. Thank you, and f*** off.
Let me just say this to Neil Young, who I saw in Farm Aid. Stop the madness.
Stop it now.
You sang Heart of Gold. It is really just time to hang ourselves in the shower, isn't it?
That's
great.
Shower rod in the motel.
If your radio sounds funny in the morning, you're listening to Imus in the Morning.
And John Mellencamp.
Go away.
Go away. So he's at a Farm Aid concert in outside Chicago someplace. And, I mean, a place is full of kids who are 20 years old. And some of them, I guess, they know who John Mellencamp is. But he's singing Jack and Diane. It comes to chorus. He's holding the mic out to the audience. They don't know the words to it.
All together.
He doesn't know the words. He's got a cheat sheet on his guitar. He doesn't know the words to it. How the hell is the audience going to know the words to it?